Welcome to Without Regret. Be more, see more, achieve more that really matters. Lesson 12. Living Without Regret. Guard against sabotage. Those who say life is knocking them down and giving them a tough time are usually the first to beat themselves up. Be on your own side. Rashid Ogunlaru. When you are working toward purpose, goals, and a healthy way of living, sabotage can come as a hidden, secretive, sly, or underhanded interference with your progress toward your goals. It can come from others, and it can come from the place you least expect. Sabotage from others can be an intentional choice on their part. They might be jealous, overly competitive, or insecure, and don't want you to do well, so they plan to hinder your progress. Sabotage can also be a reactive response from others. Those around you can become anxious and uncomfortable about your purpose, boundaries, and progress. They might try to interfere in a variety of ways to control you, manipulate you, guilt or shame you, in order to keep the old you in place and create a more comfortable situation for themselves. Sabotage from others can look like gossip, speaking ill of you, obstructing resources, withholding needed information, and even plotting against you. My coworker Phil was 20 years older than I and 17 years my senior at our workplace. I had risen to a job that was on the same level with Phil and was being entrusted with more and more by our supervisor, while Phil was moved out of the loop on some things. At one point, he confronted me, saying, "You have too much power." From that time on, Phil began to sabotage my work on multiple levels. He whispered in my supervisor's ear that I was growing too powerful with the board and was scheming to get the supervisor's job. My supervisor's trust toward me eroded, exacerbating his already rage-filled behavior toward me. I left the job. Phil was a saboteur. He remained unscathed and worked until he retired from the organization. Sabotage can also come from where you least expect it, from you. You can become the worst enemy of your personal development and progress to success. Most people don't realize when they are self-sabotaging because the behavior has been in place for a long time and has become habit. Types of self-sabotage run the gamut from limiting beliefs and false assumptions to negative, discouraging self-talk, from self-medicating with drugs or alcohol to counterproductive, self-soothing actions such as overeating. You can also self-sabotage with poor personal or social boundaries, self-absorption, emotional insecurity, false guilt, speaking to and about yourself with shoulds and oughts, being and acting to please others, workaholism, perfectionism, procrastination, and idealism, all of which lead to constantly unfilled expectations. Your own thoughts and inner conversations can be among your greatest saboteurs. They may sound like, "I can't." Well, it has to be 100% perfect or nothing. If it's hard, I must be going in the wrong direction. If it will hurt someone's feelings, I shouldn't do it. If I ignore the problem, it will go away. Life must be fair. If I fail, it's bad and means I am a weak person. There are only a couple of choices in any decision. I need to think and do what pleases others. Growth and progress should be easy and painless. I'll get it because I deserve it. If people care about me, they should know my needs and meet them. I can't feel good until there's never enough. All of these inner conversations can discourage you and drain your energy. They reflect false beliefs and false assumptions. You learn to talk to yourself this way, and you can learn to talk in a different way. Argue with these thoughts until you come to a better way of thinking. I recommend you have your support team close at hand, since you will likely be trying to starve out some deeply ingrained habits of thought. Another way you can self-sabotage is by being overly critical of yourself. This drains your energy, discourages you, and can lead to depression and physical illness. It shows up in your posture, in your eyes, and how you behave in social settings. I find that it's good to name the emotion you're experiencing, learn from the experience, and move on to other things. This is by no means a split-second project, by the way. It takes a little time. You are your most valuable responsibility. Pay attention to how you treat yourself and be kind to yourself. You'll enjoy being with yourself more, others will enjoy being with you more, and you'll be able to serve others more freely and effectively by caring for yourself, by avoiding sabotage of self. Your anxious behaviors can also be self-sabotaging. For example, you can become angry with another person and tell them off in a hurry by emailing or texting without having to look them in the face. But that in itself is a form of self-sabotage and a great risk for regret. It doesn't make you feel any better, and you might even become angrier as you replay the offense. If you press send, you could damage a valuable relationship. Toxic, unhelpful worry can be a type of self-sabotage. You'll be draining your emotional and physical energy toward unproductive ends. Try to avoid it. For both of these things, find something else to do that will distract you from your anger and from your worry. Talking to a friend can help, or finding something to do and think about into which you can be absorbed. Once the anxiety is eased, you'll make better decisions and act in a better way to resolve the issue or be with it until it resolves. You can also self-sabotage by sacrificing a long-term goal that you really want on the altar of a short-term goal that answers an immediate desire. Cy was a very capable, competent, conscientious, and hard-working upper-level manager in a rapidly growing startup business. From the beginning, he was included in a management group that included the CEO. As the business grew, other officers joined the firm and became a part of the, quote, group. Cy felt threatened and increasingly isolated, especially when the newbies got to spend more time with the CEO now than he did. Instead of actively putting himself out there and consistently cultivating those relationships, Cy sabotaged his goal to be a vital contributing part of the group by burying himself in his work, thus becoming more isolated and separated from the group. A period of coaching helped Cy recognize his actions as self-sabotage. He got out of his isolation and actively contributed to the group at a level that was helpful to them and rewarding for him. You can sabotage your progress by putting your emotions in charge of your thoughts and actions. If you have a negative emotion about a project, you can allow that emotion to sabotage your overall attitude, interest, motivation, productivity, and progress toward the project. People notice, and they are affected by your emotions. If your emotions are particularly intense, dominate your thoughts, or clearly hinder your ability to function, I suggest that you find a good therapist who can assist you in working toward better functioning and progress toward your goals. Identifying a behavior as self-sabotage is a great foundational step toward removing it. Starving out the behavior is a bigger matter. Habits of self-sabotage involve neural pathways that have been strengthened over time by frequent use. Cy's method of throwing himself into his work as a method of dealing with his sense of exclusion from the group has been his modus operandi for years. It was his automatic defense response. The neural pathways governing this behavior cannot simply be disconnected. Instead, other more desirable pathways must be built, and the former, less desirable pathways starved out through lack of use. Change your thinking and speak to yourself with encouraging, compassionate words. Recognize unhelpful thoughts and replace them with more positive and helpful thoughts. Act your way into a new way of feeling. Be alert to and aware of sabotage. Often you can do little to control the sabotage of others, but you can control you. Instead of interfering with your own progress and creating an opportunity for regret, get out of your own way by thinking, speaking, and acting in ways that support you in being more, seeing more, and achieving more as you seek to live without regret. I'm Michael Godfrey. Thanks for listening.